KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, a woman from Adair County faces numerous charges following an accident at Orange Avenue and 230th Street on June 22nd. According to Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, 32-year-old Kelly Marie McCormick of Greenfield was arrested on charges that include OWI first offense, no insurance, accident-related, leaving the scene of an accident, failure to maintain control, driving under suspension, and operating a non-registered vehicle, a 2002 Ford Escape. McCormick was later released on $1,000 bond. And on June 25th, 31-year-old Patrick Lawrence Nolte of Stewart was arrested for allegedly violating a no-contact order issued by a magistrate. According to the complaint, Nolte showed up at a female's place of employment and allegedly threatened to shoot a man who had provided the woman with a ride to work. The woman said that Nolte told her that he could show up other mornings as well unless she talked to him. Her statement indicated she left with Nolte and drove around for a couple of hours until he took her home. Nolte's bond was set at $300. Police in Red Oak report three recent arrests. Early Sunday morning, 18-year-old Kara Bell Hale of Red Oak was taken into custody at 106 West Coolbaugh Street on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Hale was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And late Saturday night, 25-year-old Mildred Helenora Douglas and 30-year-old Jeremy Ray Dillocker, both of Red Oak, were arrested on charges of public intoxication, and they were being held in Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $300 bond each. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say the post office in Neola sustained $10,000 damage this past Thursday when an elderly woman attempting to park her vehicle stepped on the gas pedal by mistake instead of the brake. 87-year-old Shirley Keneally of Neola was not seriously hurt when her vehicle jumped over the curb and hit the corner of the building. She was treated at the scene for complaints of pain but did not request transport to the hospital. Damage to her vehicle was estimated at $5,000. The ongoing bird flu outbreak has forced competitors at the Linn County Fair and other poultry events across the state to prepare educational displays and leave their birds at home. The 79 participants of this past weekend's Linn County competition got to meet Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey. Northey visited the fair on Saturday to speak about poultry health and the bird flu. He encouraged the young people who developed 4-H projects and told them that he was glad they were interested in agriculture. Iowa, Nebraska, and many other states where bird flu has been found decided to prohibit poultry events this year to help limit the spread of the disease. Governor Terry Branstad has until July the 6th to make final decisions on the entire state budget outline that legislators sent him earlier this month. But Branstad has given strong hints that he'll reject the legislature's plan to keep the mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant open.
I would point out Iowa was late to get serious about redesigning our mental health system. Other states, like Minnesota, went from 11 institutions to one. They've done that. Wisconsin has reduced the number of institutions. So has Nebraska and Illinois, most of our neighboring states.
Last week, layoff notices were sent to 28 employees of the state-run Mental Health Institute in Mount Pleasant and 53 MHI employees in Clarinda. Branstad said he wants to move forward and shift to community-based mental health services.
We haven't made a final decision, but I have shared my philosophy and my goals to have a better system that better meets the mental health needs of Iowans, and I believe the direction we're going with redesign makes more sense.
Branstad made his comments during a taping on Friday of the Iowa Press program that aired over the weekend. And the president of the state's largest teachers union is in Florida this week for the National Education Association's annual meeting. Iowa State Education Association President Tammy Warrow.
Well, I think we'll have a lot of conversations about reauthorizing the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, known as No Child Left Behind, and having some discussions about what our priorities are as that comes to fruition.
She said teachers would like to see more of a dashboard approach when it comes to looking at what the act is accomplishing.
Looking at what schools offer all students versus just a single test score to judge a school or a student's ability to learn. So trying to shift that focus from labeling and punishing to truly student learning and student opportunity.
Morrow says it's important to be able to provide the same opportunities to all students.
We know that one in every five children and nearly 15 million live in households with incomes below the U.S. poverty threshold. And that is a huge concern to us as we look at opportunities that all children have. We really hope there's a piece of it that has to do with arts and athletic programs as the same level of mandatory opportunity for all kids as that one test score.
The NEA's conference began Sunday and runs through July the 6th. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Pauline Johnson, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Eldon Jewell, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Jewell will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Arthur William Bill Dean, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Dean will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. David Allen Dressler, age 48, of Anita, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for David Dressler will be this Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Russell Davis, age 84, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Russell Davis will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Colton Pulver, age 24, of Bayard, has died as the result of an automobile accident south of Bayard in Guthrie County. Services for Colton Pulver are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.